Should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The king of the podcastle!
Hey everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 2, the episode after episode 1. I'll be your gracious host.
I titled
host.
That, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, yes, you did. You did. I'll be your gracious host, Mike. And there we have King Greg, and of course, King Devin. King Johnny Hello. Is out this week, so in his stead, we have Queen Amanda. We'll dub her the queen for the day. How are you over there? She's Amanda. Say hi.
Never heard that before. That's creative.
Yeah. So
I say, wait.
Okay, go ahead.
I say we just all stop talking, just have her talk the entire hour, and then we charge our listeners $2.95 a minute.
I just, like that. She actually does have kind of a sexy voice.
Yeah, say something. Say, this banana doesn't look ripe enough to me.
This banana looks delicious.
Oh, oh even better.
Yeah. That was way better.
Yeah, John's fired. John's fired. John, if you're listening, do not come back.
Yeah.
We stay in Texas.
Yes, we are here at episode 2. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we hope you're joining us on iTunes and have subscribed, hopefully, by now. Of course, if not, you can always go to www.kingsofthepodcastle.com and check us out on that. If you're on an Android, you can check us out on Beyond Pod. And, of course, the iPhone has the podcast app. So we started today's show with Beyonce singing the national anthem.
Was that now, who that was?
Yeah. Mm. So that was Beyonce. She went to an NFL press conference. Of course, she's...
Wait, hold on. You sure it wasn't Milli Vanilli?
No, it wasn't Milli Vanilli. And that's exactly why I wanted to start
out
with it.
They look the same.
They do. They look the same. Well, they're both black, at least.
Well, yeah. One of them's dead.
Wow.
Yeah, did you know
you didn't know that?
About that? No,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to ruin the beginning of our show.
Wow.
A little somber moment.
Bringing
here.
It down,
and
man.
The rockets red glare.
Are we playing that again?
No, no.
Oh, no, that's Greg.
That
okay,
that's Greg. Yeah. That was actually live.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the reason why I wanted to start out with it. One, because it gets everybody patriotic before the show. Mm-hmm. Makes us look patriotic. But also because Beyonce came out at an NFL press conference to talk about the halftime show, and she admitted that she flubbed at the inauguration and that she did sing to a track that she basically had pre-recorded, but she sang along with it is what she sang. So it wasn't true lip syncing. Mm-hmm. And then almost as if to prove, hey, I can do this, she opens the press conference by singing the national anthem live.
I don't think you're much redeemed. I mean, come on. You sang, you were supposed to sing the same song out in front of the President of the United States. And I don't care if you're an Obama hater, Republican, Democrat, whatever. If you're watching that, you had to have gotten offended like I did when you found out. You're like, really? You're going to lip sync in front of the most powerful man in the country? Like, I'm glad that this isn't like North Korea, because you would have already been beheaded.
Wow.
I'm just serious. I mean, like, come on. And then, like, everybody keeps making excuses for it. Like, well, it was 21 degrees outside. Who gives a rat's ass? Well, get out there and sing.
Well, I hear you. And then she is paid. She's a paid professional. I'm actually with you on that. I don't feel as strongly about it as you do. But I do feel that, you know, she's a paid professional. She should have been singing live. And I think that once all the media came down on her, she realized what a mistake she had made. Now, I mean, like Beyonce or not, she is a very talented person, correct? I mean, am I wrong on that?
Definitely. Well, I mean, except for the fact that she ruined the last Austin Powers movie, but other than that.
She also came out, just by the way, in a nice little white mini dress.
That made up for it in my eyes.
Yeah, definitely. But anyway, she
said, related news, Britney Spears is going to hold a 17-hour press conference where she'll redo all of her past performances.
Right.
Now, well, what, did
never
Beyonce,
sang live once in her life.
did Beyonce not know that if you pre-record and if something was to go wrong, I mean, has she not seen the Ashley Simpson clip from Saturday Night Live? I mean,
oh, yes. That was like the most famous, to me anyway, in my age, I guess, the most famous lip sync faux pas was Ashley Simpson on Saturday Night Live. She like was like the track started skipping. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was wrong song, and she starts dancing like the worst dance. Like,
yes, she did, man.
I can't dance, and I think I could have done a better little
a better groove than
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I actually support more lip syncing. I wish that more people would start lip syncing today, like Nicki Minaj and stuff. Except just sing other people's songs. Anyone other than theirs, and I'll be okay with
now,
that. Come
now,
out and lip sync Journey. I'm okay with that.
Can you still find a Milli Vanilli CD or a cassette tape somewhere?
I don't know. Who wants to? They had all of one hit.
I'll go into John Donovan's room. I'm sure there's a few in there.
Blame it on the rain.
So anyway, to wrap this up, she basically said, you know, I'm really sorry. I mean, she didn't say, boy, I'm messing this up. She said, quote, I am a perfectionist. I practice till my feet bleed. I did not have time to rehearse with the orchestra. It was a live television show and very, very important emotional show for me. One of my proudest moments. Due to the weather, due to the delay, due to no proper soundtrack, I did not feel comfortable taking a risk. Mm-hmm. So she sang to a recorded track, and that's her excuse.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman. I'm like, due to the weather, due to the rain.
I'm sorry. Dude. We're going to have to use this
pre-recorded sex here.
otherwise known as a dildo. So anyway, let's move on from that. Super Bowl is tonight. She's the halftime performance. Yay, go Beyonce. And she will be singing live, she announced.
Now, everybody keeps saying, is Jay-Z
and I will be going
come
to
on
the
stage?
Bathroom.
Yeah, do what?
And I will be going to the bathroom when she's singing
absolutely.
Live.
Yeah. I'll be watching the Puppy Bowl. let's talk about our week in review, or what we did over the weekend. Devin, how did things go for you all week? We haven't seen you in a while. What's up?
I've been around.
Yeah.
Yep.
Working a lot.
Working. Yeah. Definitely.
Doing anything exciting? I mean, I heard that you had a trip to Disney planned today.
Yeah, I did. I went to Disney solo. thank you, Gregory, for attending with me.
What? Come on.
I tell Greg. I'm like, Greg, we're gonna be going, and I'm gonna be at your house at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know,
this is
Super Bowl Sunday, the slowest day of the year. We're gonna get there. We're gonna ride everything in like 5 minutes. And he's like, yeah, sure. And then I get a text at 4 o'clock in the morning saying, can we push it back to 9? And I'm like, that means I'm not gonna be awake.
We were celebrating. I mean, we went first and second place in the comedy contest.
Well, yes, that is what that brings us to. Greg and I got to do some comedy last night.
13 contestants.
That's right, 13 contestants in what was my first ever comedy contest. Greg, you guys did it last weekend, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And it turns out that Greg and I were in the top three, and then the one guy got eliminated, and then Greg took second, and yours truly, first place.
I have a controversy,
El Champion, right here.
I have a controversy.
Here we go. I knew I wasn't going to be able to walk away from
this. I am friends with that third place contestant on Facebook.
Oh, you are?
And there was some shit talked.
Oh, there was?
Yes, there was.
Oh, no.
True story. He said that he got third place behind two new guys.
Yeah.
Because the new guys stacked the audience.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
I wouldn't actually say that at all. We had probably like six people that came to see us.
See, I defended you guys. I was like, that is bull crap. I was like, I've known these guys for 6 years, and I know for a fact they have no friends. So there was nobody in the audience for them.
Come on.
Night.
I mean, this ain't our first rodeo to ever step on a stage. I mean, we're both college-educated, whatever, on theater.
Don't get offended, Greg. They're all going to make up excuses. Whenever they find out that we're better than them, they're going to have an excuse. Don't be offended. It's fine.
Yeah, but I go up there. I'm the comedian that supports them. I'm learning from everybody, because when you start comedy, you know, you're an up-and-comer, and you're learning from everybody else. So I'm very humble when I'm there, and I tell all of them they do a great job, and I have a good time with it. But if the guy got upset about that, all the thing I can say is clean out your vag from all that sand that you got up in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass. But don't say it to my face.
Why? What are you going to do?
Joke him, I guess.
Oh, okay, you're just going to throw a couple of jokes his way?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kill him with comedy.
Oh. That's not you at all.
Be honest. He's going to take a dump on his chest. That's where that goes.
But I mean, we didn't like stack the audience, but we definitely brought our friends. I'd say we had 10 or 12 people there, but the place was packed. It had like 40, 50 people in there.
It was close to 50, especially with the pink girl.
We had a bachelorette party, and I got to tell you, the bachelorette parties, they were all wearing these Nicki Minaj like pink wigs, and then the bride to be was wearing like a white Nicki Minaj wig. So she was like,
they were all boner killers. Is that what you're saying?
No, they were boner killers.
They were smoking hot.
Every single one of them looked like they came right out of a damn Cosmo magazine. They were hot.
Seriously.
What if they were all cancer patients? What if that was just to cover up for no hair at all?
I guess Nicki Minaj is donating her past performance wigs to the Cancer Society.
Possibly. My Little Pony had a haircut, and then you got some pink and white wigs.
Greg had a pretty good little joke that he threw their way.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. Tell it one more time. You look down at the table. It's a table full of bachelorettes, the bachelorette party, all the bridesmaids and the bachelorette. And wearing all pinks. What did you say, Greg?
All the comics at least said one thing, and then I don't know why. I just thought of Grace, and I looked at the girls right off the bat, and I said,
"Don't laugh at yourself. Just tell the damn joke."
It was just really funny. I just looked at him. I said, "Hey, I haven't seen this much pink since I banged that chorus chick from Grease." And I started gyrating. I was like, beauty school dropout.
And then they instantly knew you were gay because you knew the song from Grease, and you ruined all chances of anything happening.
Yeah, so
well, I'm a comic. I didn't really have much to go, but I did also toast to the bridesmaids, because everybody always toasts to the bride and groom, and I was like, let's toast to the bridesmaids. And I told them, you know, here's to the bridesmaids. They're nice and neat. They make things stand and have no feet.
Very nice, very nice.
And they liked it. They were like, nice.
that's a lovely story. Would you please tell it again? So I actually opened my set with the old band name joke that I've done 100 times. You know, everybody makes up band names with their friends. So I opened up with that, and then it's funny because in our little prep service here, there is I found this little story from BuzzFeed.com that has a list of the 13 most pretentious band names and their origins. So there's a couple of really interesting ones on here. One of them is Panic at the Disco. Have you guys heard of that?
I have, yeah.
Panic at the Disco took their name from the Smiths song Panic, which includes the lyric Burn Down the Disco.
Oh, equally as gay as I thought it would be.
Exactly. Yeah. Modest Mouse, we've all heard of Modest Mouse. They got their name from Virginia Woolf's story, The Mark on the Wall, which includes the phrase Modest Mouse Colored People.
I think they got it from my sexual move that I discussed last week. The Modest Mouse, that's what I call it.
Death Cab for Cutie is on here. It says Death Cab for Cutie is a song by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Now, there's a band name from hell.
Wow.
I like that. The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
I would just say, can we go see the doo-doo band and get it over with?
Get it over with. But apparently that is, as heard on the Beatles' 1967 film Magical Mystery Tour, which has the Death Cab for Cutie in there. And the Killers borrowed their name from a fictional
Ray Lewis.
Band.
No.
No, no, that's pretty
wow,
good.
Wow, and we're the ones hungover, and he's on point today.
The Killers borrowed their name from a fictional band in New Order's music video for Crystal. I have no idea what that is. But it just made me think, do you guys ever have any... funny band names or anything like that?
I was in a band in high school. Or no, it was actually middle school. We were called Cake Shop. And
Cake Shop?
Yeah, and I was like, where'd you get that? He's like, there's a cake shop on the way to school. And I was like, done. Cool. So anyways, this guy was in our band, and he was our guitarist, and I was singing and playing guitar, and we had a drummer and everything. And we met at this kid's house, and he had all these songs already written, ready to go. So we practiced them for like good 3-4 weeks, got ready to perform them. And then we had a little show.
Okay.
Where we invited some friends over. And we played all of our songs. And then afterwards, one of the kids goes up and he goes, oh, so you guys are a Real Big Fish cover band. And what? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, those are all Real Big Fish songs. That
are
son of a
serious?
Bitch had us playing else's songs the entire time. We thought we had original songs. I was like, these are really good. We have something here. He had us playing somebody else's songs the entire time. I know every single lyric to the entire Real Big Fish CD, and I've never bought or heard the CD.
That is awesome.
When I was in college, I had some friends, and we were like, hey, we ought to get a band together. And I mean, we never got anything accomplished, but I had the name picked out. Yeah. And it was cool because I listened to metal and, you know, and stuff back then, and I thought, well, Anthrax got away with being a disease. I was like, hey, how about we be mesothelioma?
What the fuck?
And I was like, people be like,
I finally heard something out of Amanda back there on that one.
Headlining Ozfest this year is meso. And then my buddy said, man, that might actually piss some people off. He said, that's a form of cancer. I said, well, what, you want to change the name to cancer? And he's like, no. He's like, you can't go there. I was like, whatever. And then a few years later is when we had that anthrax scare.
Yeah.
And I was like, looking for my buddy's number, and my cousin said, well, what are you looking for that guy's number? You haven't talked to him in years. I was like, because I just wanted to throw it back in his face, dipshit. I mean, like, people are now dying of anthrax, and he's going to tell me mesothelioma was going to be a bad name for a band.
Now, okay, that brings up, this is a good time for me to bring up the next point I was going to say. Anytime that you come up with a great band name like that, you have to introduce yourself. So I'm going to introduce your band here, okay? Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Mesothelioma.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I could just see.
Yeah, you're gonna want to call a lawyer after this one.
No kidding.
Do you guys go on the chemo world tour?
Well, the best band name that I ever came up with, and it actually ended up getting produced, and they some friends of mine went out and actually performed under this band name, was the Makeout Kings.
Oh God, here we go.
Oh my God.
No, the Makeout Kings were awesome.
That
and
sounds
all of,
like
it was.
The
it was that, no, no, no. They actually were good. And can I tell this little backstory?
Cause yeah, sure.
I was
go
a
ahead.
Part of this. When we were doing the shows together, the gunfight and everything, our boss from Texas came down, and anyways. Whoremonger over here was messing around with a lot of younger women at the time.
No.
Legal.
Yeah, okay.
But he kept...
He needed a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
No.
You want to come to my van? I got some candy.
No, but anyways, this guy just had like one girl over one night, and then the next night there was another girl, and I'm just like, dude, I hope this dude's got some mouthwash. I mean, he, if you were to meet a girl at the party, like I brought a friend over, and like there's all these girls over there, and they all know that they've each made out with him, and my buddy's like, hey, that girl over there is like, if you kiss any of those girls, you kissed Mike Lee.
Wow. Mm.
So long story short, one of the girls came up to him and said, so I hear you're the Makeout King. And he told the story to our boss, and he's like, that's it. That's the name of our little band we're going to do on improv night. And they played some really cool songs, and they all had their own band names,
and
too.
Their own performance names, and that was the big killer of it was. So we had they were all the Mighty Banger Brothers, and they were all part of the Makeout King. So the guitarist was Diddy Banger. There was Willie Banger on the piano, and the bassist was Clint Diddler.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we would go, whenever they got to the part in the music where they were just kind of instrumentalizing or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. and introducing, ladies and gentlemen, Willie Banger on the piano, and then the bassist would come on and go, he might, but it's going to be noisy.
Oh, wow.
But it was good times.
Yeah, it was great times. Anyway, so that'll do it for this segment. We're going to move on. We're going to take a little break here. Of course, we don't want you to go anywhere because, of course, this break will only last about 15 seconds for you. Of course, I want to introduce this break. This is going to be called Angry Texan Translates. Now, Greg, why don't you explain where that came from?
Well, in my mind, when people say stuff, I translate it to what it really says to me in different terms. Like,
hey, our band is named the Makeout Kings. And then Angry Texan Translates would then say...
That means,
we're a bunch of pillow biters. That's what that would mean.
That's where you were going with that. Okay.
That's where I was going. I had to fill that one.
Or we stroke each other back to back or something. I don't know.
All right. Well, we've prepped it enough. Hey, don't go anywhere. It's literally going to be a 20-second break for you. We're going to go grab some coffee and maybe do a couple of shots. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how the man fares in today's dating world. If he knows how to work on a car, or if he knows how to work on a computer, which one does a woman prefer?
The little man in the boat.
We got that and a lot more coming up here in 15 seconds on Kings of the Podcastle. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Hola, me amo Hector.
That means, I don't pay taxes.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates. Hey, we're the Kings of the Podcastle. We're back here. Here we go. It's a beautiful Super Bowl Sunday. Make sure that you go to iTunes and subscribe. You want to go to www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. If you don't have iTunes, you can always go to... you can get on your apps on your iPhone. You can get the podcast app. You can go to Beyond Pod on your Android and check us out. Make sure you go to subscribe. Send us an email, kings at kingsofthepodcastle.
During the break, we actually tried to get John on the phone.
We did.
Yeah, but we tried it through Skype, and when we logged onto Mike's Skype, all these messages from like Sailor Moon 98, and I don't know, man, there's just a bunch of just people trying to call through. I was like, what do you want? And she's like, hey, I thought it was, you said that they'd be gone in a little while and we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house. And I was like,
No. That is all 100% falsehood, ladies and gentlemen. Falsehood.
Prove it.
So I have a really interesting little survey here. That says that there's a sign that we are now relying entirely way too much on our electronics, okay? Mm. In this new survey, women say that they actually prefer a guy who has tech skills over a guy who can fix his car, or fix their car.
Well, guess what? Change your own tire next time, bitch.
God damn. Yeah, so in this survey, they say that they prefer a guy who has the tech skills over a guy who can repair a car. In other words, they'd rather you be able to figure out why their phone froze up and just pay Jiffy Lube to change their oil, basically.
The phone froze up because of lube.
Weird. So what do you guys think about this? What kind of world are we coming to where a woman...
I like this world because the only tech, like actual mechanical skills I have... Listen, guys. I once... sharpened a pencil with a steak knife.
Holy moly!
I know. Really? It's MacGyver-esque.
It is. You know, very MacGyver-esque.
I didn't think I could do it, but I pulled through.
I'd really like to hear Amanda's point of view on this. Amanda, if you don't mind joining us for this break, that would be great.
You can come back in the room now.
And now in this business, Amanda, it's all about give and take.
That's right. You've got to work with us here.
You got to jump in whenever you got something to say.
Yeah,
so.
pull that microphone over there closer to you, if you don't mind.
Get it closer to you.
And tell us what you think. Would you rather have a guy who knows how to work on a computer or a guy who knows how to work on a car?
Work on a car.
She's got to go. She's got to go. Mute. Mute her headphones. This bitch is out. Then she's out.
Amanda, you are a homeowner. You own your own home.
Yes.
And you recently, in the past couple of years, retiled your entire kitchen and dining room?
Yes, I did.
Tiled it by yourself.
That's by myself.
With grout and everything.
So, speak right into the microphone over there.
So is this, you right is this you coming out?
Yes, I tiled my house.
I'm going to be shopping for Doc Martens in a flannel shirt.
I also drive an S10 pickup. So you say a guy that knows how to work on a car, huh?
Yeah, because I need my oil changed every so often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So does everyone. Good point.
Yeah. Giggity. Yeah.
So a guy like Devin who knows how to run a website is like completely unappealing?
Useless.
Wow. Ooh, useless. Mm,
well, I guess there goes that hate website for her I'm going to put up. So probably shouldn't talk shit about people who know how to use the internet. Yeah. Little Facebook status update right here. Bam. Done.
Done and done. Here's another interesting little stat that I found, and I thought it would be fun to talk about. This one says that pregnancy is and always will be something only women can do, kind of like how math is something only Chinese people can do. No. But,
go, keep going. There goes our Chinese fan base. And, okay.
Anyway, a new survey asked men if they ever wish they could experience pregnancy or childbirth, and the overwhelming majority say, not a chance in hell.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This sounds like a great, fun topic to talk about. Yeah.
So have you ever sat alone in bed at night and thought to yourself, man, I wonder what it's like to give childbirth.
Yeah, I did, actually, when I was laid up in the hospital with kidney stones.
Oh,
so I was like, oh, this is must be what it's like. I'll never make fun of a pregnant woman again.
Okay. So you actually sympathize with the woman who has to go through that pain.
You have no idea.
Wow. Well, now, see, I've never had a kidney stone, but I have. I had the appendectomy, and before I went in for surgery or whatever, the pain from that was almost unbearable. So, I guess I kind of know extreme pain.
Listen, we have all sat on the toilet and felt like we were squeezing a grapefruit through a garden hose.
Like we were giving
and
birth.
Yeah, that is it. It's like, damn, I shouldn't have went to the Chinese food place, you know? And then it's just like, this is what it feels like. And then it's,
why can't they make toilets with stirrups, you know? Bite your lip and give it hell.
What about you, Amanda? What do you think about the pain of childbirth? You've never had children,
have
you?
I've never had children, no.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. But
we know about.
You are a woman. Are you looking forward to that experience?
No.
Not the actual childbirth.
Not the actual experience, no.
Right. Gotcha.
But as any of your girlfriends say, well, Amanda, since you haven't experienced it yet, have you ever had a day where you ate a lot of cheese?
I think this is an entire myth.
Well,
I've said this before. I will say it again. I think that women lie about the pain of childbirth just to get out of line work.
Well, what?
Yep. No, I had to bear these children. I went through so much pain for you. You need to mow the lawn. No, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
It just slides out. We know it.
Look at the lady in Alabama that had 19 kids or whatever now. It's like, hello, lady. Your vagina is not a clown car, okay? I mean, come on.
She just stands up and they fall out at this point. In this survey, only 13% of men say that they would actually like to see what it's like to give pregnancy and childbirth a try. In the same survey almost 20 years ago, men were slightly more open to it. Back in 1995, 18% say they'd try it. But
then we got YouTube and it's like, whoa. I don't want that anymore.
It's a bad idea. Just look at the worst Schwarzenegger movie ever made. What was it, Junior or something?
Oh,
like that?
Yeah, where he actually does the experiment and then he gives birth.
I felt like in a lot of pain.
I was like, somebody throw a grenade or something. It was like so boring. I had to turn it.
I've never seen it. So you've never seen all the way through?
Hell no. I changed it over. The one time I tried to watch it, I was like, man, this is like if like the kid he's about to birth doesn't come out with a machine gun or something. Like, screw it. So I turned it, and I put it on Xena Princess Warrior, because that was about the time
popular. Wow.
Okay, so looks like the topic or the popular subject for this break or this segment is going to be surveys. I have another survey here. It says, ask people how often they do some of the most obnoxious things that you can do on Facebook. 36% post TV or movie spoilers. Have you guys ever done that?
A couple of times just to let my friends know, hey, yo, check it out, it's Spartacus, or hey, look at the new Iron Man.
That's not a spoiler. A spoiler is like Spartacus dies at the end.
Oh, no. I want to kick people in the nuts to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of the most annoying things you can do on Facebook, obviously. 35% make at least one political post per month. Where do we stand on that?
Did you not see leading up to the election? Me and my brother-in-law in Wichita Falls went back and forth. I thought that I was going to be kicked out of the family.
Well, that's different, though, because that's like leading up to an election. Even I was doing that. But now that the election is over with, you know, I'm not sitting here going, oh, President Obama's messing this up.
Yeah, but we bounced straight from the election to gun control. And it was like, well, I lost some friends during the election. I'll gain them all back. Gun control, no.
No gun control? No. You're against it, huh?
It's just as soon as that topic came up, I was like blocking people left and right.
Right.
It's like, I do not want to hear your opinion.
I get annoyed sometimes. I like to see what people are saying about it, but at the same time, I like
to see what people are saying about it, so that way I know who has the freaking gun.
Right. Like, so I know who to avoid in a dark alley.
You're not taking my 12 AR-15s. It's like, okay, well, I know who party I am not going to.
If you really, really need to shoot those, I could probably find the address to the TMZ headquarters.
How about you, Amanda? Let's get you involved here. What is the most annoying thing that people do on Facebook to you? That's great. Good comment. I like that. Thank you for participating. Fantastic. Let's see. 25% post vague status updates. Anyone? Kind of like, let me give you an example here. Posting a vague status update.
Like this morning, I said pissed.
There you go.
That was it.
That was it. Pissed.
Yeah.
The example they give here is, well, that just happened. I've seen that like 100 times on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, what just happened, ass? Yeah.
My day is now crap. Okay, well.
Well, okay. Well, why is
or
that?
Or, like, for example, my status update that I just posted not 2 minutes ago was like, this dumb bitch next to me is talking crap about people who don't like the internet. And we know not who I am talking about, except it's Amanda. I mean, we just, it's her. I'm telling you right now. So we will clear that up.
Sometimes people post things on Facebook just because they want attention.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh,
are you
me.
Commenting on my dick pics?
You know.
Which were a panoramic, by the way.
I said attention, not sympathy.
Why?
Oh, my God. She has got to go. This is.
Let's see here. 24% of men and 20% of women admit to secretly checking out an ex's Facebook profile at least once a month. Have you guys ever done that?
Just curiosity, you know, like, oh,
I wonder what
she broke
up to.
She broke my heart. Well, let's see if she's happy yet, and if she maybe said something bad about me. I don't know. I've done it a couple times. Mm. I'm more guilty of like being pissed off and then saying something bad while I've been drinking. There should be a law. You shouldn't drink and get on Facebook, because I pissed off some family in my hometown saying something one time. And thank God I went and deleted, because I really was in the wrong. But, you know, they still talk to me and they didn't delete me.
Did you like come out and tell them that you're gay and upset them, or what was it? What did you say?
I just said that, that I got arrested for molesting a dead kitten on the side of the highway.
Oh, my God.
I don't see why that would offend anyone.
It's just one of those family arguments, you know. Everybody, family, you know, right. Everybody's always arguing and shit.
So,
but you don't air it out on the internet. It's bad. It's bad for
It's
business.
Bad form. I hear you. The things that annoy me the most, though, are like the people who do use Facebook to wake up in the morning and they're like, hello, Facebook friends. It's a beautiful day today. Enjoy life.
Had a great lunch today.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. What about the food post? So how about the food post?
Yeah.
That's like the most annoying thing.
It makes me really mad because I'm broke and I can't afford food. So I'm like, you bragging sons of bitches.
Oh, how about this one? The one I'm getting the most sick of right now is seeing that post with Gene Wilder from Charlie the Chocolate Factory, and it's
the
like,
meme.
Because we all know him by Gene Wilder, you know, like
Willy Wonka's ass. Okay, Willy Wonka. There you go. I'm just saying. Every time I see that, I really hope that day that person gets in a fender bender on the road somewhere.
Gets in a fender bender.
Fender bender.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm glad that you were
he's
framed.
He's the halfway polite Texan today.
Not quite so angry. Oh, my God.
Any of my Winter Haven listeners, that long joke. But seriously, I'm sick and tired of seeing a meme. And who even came up with the word meme? Probably some guy that watches Japanimation in his basement with a bottle of lotion.
That's a...
Well, now
he's the angry Texan again. We got him back.
There we go. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I found this story which I thought was really interesting, and we've all worked in the restaurant industry. We've either waited tables or bartended at one point or another. I think everybody in this room has. Amanda, have you worked in a restaurant before? Or?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, the three of us have it, at least at one point.
She went to a Catholic school.
No.
My parents have money.
They did serve food while she was on the pole. Does that count?
They were hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. Anyway, what's the worst thing? Give me a bad, and make it quick because we're running out of time here, but give us a bad experience with a tip. Don't go too far, obviously. But just
you look at me. I know, you looked right at me.
But, I don't want anybody to get in trouble with their current employers. But, give me a bad experience with a tipper that has happened to you.
Probably the worst is probably 7 years ago. And thank God for my boss at the time stopped me from getting fired. He knew he could have let me do it and I would have gotten fired. But I had a table that their bill was $100 and they left me 65 cents in a glass of water.
In a glass of water?
They dropped the change in the water.
Maybe that was Burger King, and if they landed it right in the middle, they got a free Whopper.
No. I was so pissed. I poured all the water and ice out into my hand and got the change and started walking out the front door. I was going to go outside, and I was going to throw it like Nolan Ryan at them, and I was hoping I was going to hit that bitch in the face with it.
Oh, my God.
So pissed.
Okay, go easy now. We don't want anybody to get fired.
But then he realized he needed the 65 cents for gas to get home.
Yeah.
So he kept it.
Look, what about you? Look at how mad I am. My nipples are erect. I'm so pissed.
What about you, Devin?
When I get $2 on a $50 bill and it's got one of those little Jesus pamphlets in there.
Sure.
You know?
Oh,
and,
yeah. Yes.
And I actually
yes.
enjoy those because then I see the address of the church they're at and then I go to Sunday and I sit next to them and then when they put $3 in the thing to pass it around, I grab the $3 out and I say, thanks for the rest of this, assholes. And then I put it in my pocket and walk out the door.
let me move over. I do not want to be hit by lightning.
I've never done anything quite that bad, but I did go out. I followed a table out to their car one time and gave them back the $1 that they left me on a $60 tab, and I just gave it back to them and said, apparently,
and then they were this is a $1912 bill or $7,000. We were trying to put you through college.
Yeah, right.
Now, I will say I did have a cool customer on the opposite end that one time it was kind of a dick move, but he paid his $60 bill with the $1 coins, and I looked from across the restaurant. He had them stacked like it was a pirate treasures and shit.
Poker chips.
And I looked over there and I just watched Lethal Weapon 2 that morning and I was like, oh my God, it's Cougaran. And I thought I was going to be filthy rich. I was walking by going, screw you guys, I'm going home, I'm rich. Oh, these are all just a dollar. Oh,
he did a little Scrooge McDuck dive into it.
Yeah.
Well, let me get to the point of the story here. Earlier this week, a waitress posted a receipt online where a pastor had crossed out the automatic 18% tip for large parties, wrote a zero, and quote, this is what I'm quoting. This is what was written on there. I give God 10%. Why do you get 18%?
Is that before he touched little kids or?
It's actually easy. It's a woman.
Yeah.
It's a woman.
It is a woman. Yeah, it is a woman. The story went viral and the internet was able to connect the dots on the restaurant, the waitress, and the pastor. And here's basically the fallout. The restaurant was an Applebee's. The pastor is 37-year-old Alois. How in the world would you pronounce that word right there? Alois? Alois?
Sure.
Alois Bell. Who leads the Truth in the Word Deliverance Ministries, which is a small 15-member church in St. Louis. She says she does have another full-time job and does tithe 10%. But she did apologize. She quoted, she said, it was a lapse in my character and judgment. My heart is really broken. I've brought embarrassment to my church and to my ministry. She also says that she left $6 in cash on the table, which covered the 18% tip on her bill of $34.93. Mm. She wrote the zero on the receipt where it said additional tip under the automatic 18%, which the restaurant charged her card anyway. So they got charged the 18%. So the waitress basically made the money. But the story here is it's a pastor that wrote this note on it. You know, doesn't that kind of... I don't know, rub you the wrong damn way.
Yeah, it's okay, next time, bitch, why don't you sit at home and cook your own damn food and wait on yourself, your hand and foot. That's why you go to a restaurant. You go out to a restaurant to not have to cook at home and to have somebody else waiting on you. Now, granted, everybody in this room has had bad service before, But I cannot stiff somebody, and I cannot do that because that's just bad karma. It'll hit you in the ass later on.
And that's exactly what happened to her.
Have you been to Applebee's, though? I mean, how much could you could order the entire menu and get charged 18%, and it's like $1.40.
Right. Yes. Don't they do like the two-for-one apps or something like
that? Half-price apps.
Yeah, half-price apps, which is the same damn thing. Yeah,
and Applebee's, if you're listening, we will talk to you about sponsoring this because we love half-price appetizers.
Indeed. And margaritas.
Shameless plug there.
Quesadillas grande.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break. It's about that time. Do not go anywhere. This one's only going to last you about another 15 seconds. We'll be right back with more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Now, a moment with the farting Irishman.
I just farted.
Hey, everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Here we go once again. Moving on with episode two here. Episode two, the episode after episode one. It's a beautiful Super Bowl Sunday out there. I know everybody's getting riled up to watch the game. Now, by the time they hear this, the game will likely be over. I don't see anybody stopping in the middle of the Super Bowl to
listen. Ray Lewis will have stabbed everybody on the San Francisco right, exactly. 49ers team.
Yes. I still think that at the end of the show, we'll do something with who. We'll make a little prediction, or we'll have a bet or something with the end.
Gotcha.
There. But let's talk about Super Bowl commercials. Now, we briefly touched on this on episode one, the beginning, that people were more excited about Super Bowl commercials than they were about the game itself. Now, have you guys heard about the Volkswagen commercial?
A little bit.
Okay, so there's a Volkswagen commercial that's out right now, and basically the premise of it is that owning a Volkswagen will make you so happy that it'll make you talk like a Jamaican person for some reason. God only knows where that concept came from, but yeah, you're so happy that you suddenly develop a Jamaican accent, man.
A lot of mercy.
Yeah, a lot of mercy, exactly. Every 10 guan BRE. So there's this big outcry that it's a racist commercial. So there was online petition, everything else that this commercial was coming across as racist towards black people and towards Jamaicans in
particular. Big deal.
Yeah, okay.
Big deal. See, here's the thing. There's other racist commercials as well. For example, I happen to know that freecreditreport.com commercials do not target black people.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
It's credit score. that's what the joke was.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Yeah.
So I mean, they're definitely not interested in knowing it.
Please send your complaints to Devin at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Well, people are coming out now. The singers from Sean Paul, I think, is what it is. They're the guys who are responsible for the Cops commercial.
Sean Paul. That sounds very Jamaican.
Yeah, Sean Paul and the guys who do the Cops theme song. So very, very Jamaican.
Oh, very relevant.
Yeah, well, yeah,
the song that we still don't know the lyrics except for Bad Boys, What You Gonna Do? I mean, I don't know what they're saying.
They actually had a free concert when I was a kid at my middle school, and
they
nobody
did?
Came.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Because we would have to sit through the other songs to hear that song. So, no.
Well, singer Sean Paul and the guys who do the Cops theme song have come out and said they don't think it's racist at all, and they are very Jamaican. Sean Paul says he sees the ad as,
and then they said, "What's Volkswagen?"
Right? What is that? I don't know. He says that he sees the ad as, quote, just entertainment. Adding, "To me, it's no different than the Italian accents in The Sopranos or the English accent in Guy Ritchie movies." And then the guys from the group Inner Circle. Have you guys heard of these guys?
No.
They're the one who sing Bad Boys.
Oh, that's them.
Is that the same one?
Yeah.
No, hold on. This says Sean Paul. Oh, Sean Paul and the guys who do this.
Yeah.
So I have no idea who Sean Paul is now that I'm reading.
So
this
Inner Circle jerk.
Had Inner Circle is
something
the guys
to say about
who
it.
Do Bad Boys, and they said, quote, "Duplication is the highest form of flattery, and our culture is a happy culture with good vibes." So there you go, all you people who thought it was racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the.
And then they said, "By the way, nobody forget Usain Bolt because that's the only way we're ever going to be remembered."
No. Don't forget about Cool Runnings, man.
Oh, yeah.
What a great
but
movie.
John Come Candy on, made that, and John Candy's not Jamaican.
That's true. But
yeah, and no one would ever believe that he got his fat ass in a bobsled anyway.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. kidding. So here's another little, I just thought I wanted to touch on that as we get into our Super Bowl topics. Now, this one's a little bit more serious, but I want to get your opinion on how you guys feel about this. Now, you've heard all kinds of celebrities that have had a love child or some kind of affair has come out, and usually it causes a huge uproar, a big stink. Well, this is a pretty big one for the football industry. Dan Marino has apparently fooled around with a CBS sports production assistant back in the late 2004 and now has a love child to show for it. His daughter is named Chloe. She's now 7 years old. The New York Post says that Dan paid his mistress millions of dollars to keep everything on the down low and that he has kept in contact with his daughter. But Dan issued a statement saying that he and his wife, Claire, whom he married in 1985, are still very much together. What do you guys think about this?
You mean, Dan Marino, the first Tony Romo, that's right. Anyways, yeah, I think
except with more wins.
Yeah.
Right.
But couldn't get it done in the playoffs either. But anyways, it's more of a common occurrence when you're a celebrity, apparently, right. that vagina just rains on you.
Well, yeah, and what can you do? You can just say no? I guess you're supposed to.
I mean, look at Brett Favre. You know, he was like the main guy that all the kids looked up to. I mean, most athletes today still look up to Brett Favre. But, I mean, look what happened with him and that girl in New York, you know.
Right. Well, Dan Marino is saying we've mutually agreed to keep our arrangement private to protect all parties involved. Now, here's my take on it. I think, you know, whenever things like the Arnold Schwarzenegger banging his maid and having a love child came out, you know, that was kind of a big deal.
Why do we call that a love child? Was love actually involved in making
that's
that?
That's a good point. I don't know why it's called a love child. Send your suggestions to kings at Kings of the Podcast. I don't know why it would be called a love child. But whenever that came out, it broke. It was kind of a big deal. You know, Arnold had all this, you know, clout, I guess, as a governor and who he is in Hollywood. And then he has this love child with a maid. But to me, that is like the lowest of the, like, he's, did you see that woman?
No.
Like, she was disgusting.
Really?
Was like, yeah. Oh, my God. And apparently Arnold came out saying that he likes to have sex with unattractive women because he likes to not have to have put any effort into it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this that lady.
So Amanda has a shot is what you're saying.
So what you're saying was Arnold Schwarzenegger just had a slump buster. That's all it was.
Yes, a little slump buster, exactly. But
hey, Amanda, can you make sure that your mic's not muted? Because we haven't heard anything from you.
It's hard to talk when you're talking over me.
Oh.
Yeah, so sit back down, Devin.
Jesus. yeah, calm down, boy. Calm down. Wow. But here's the thing. With this one, for me, it seems a little bit more like it was two consenting adults who obviously had this affair, this fling. She got knocked up, and then they made an arrangement and said, you know what, for both parties' interest, it's better if we just keep this secret, so you pay me child support, and I'm moving out of here, and no big deal. And then all of a sudden it comes out. So to me, it's not as big of a deal. I mean,
well,
am I wrong here?
I think now that we're like in 2013, people should start reevaluating. I mean, for God's sake, look at Sean Kemp whenever he was with in the NBA. Apparently, he's got like 20 kids around the country.
Really?
And there's all these professional athletes. I mean, Dan Marino is just one of many athletes. And my thing is, why don't they just start, like, keeping the contract handy? It's like, hey, kind of wanted to bang you tonight, but can you go ahead and sign these forms in case you might get pregnant and have a child?
Just a little.
Kind of like a little prenup booty call thing.
A prenup knockup agreement.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so
if I was Dan Marino and she's like, I'm pregnant, I would have been like, oh, come to my 5-story mansion and stand at the top of the stairs for a few minutes. I'll be right out to help you.
Amanda, what do you think of this? I mean, because really a female's perspective on this, because apparently, from what I gathered, Dan Marino is the victim.
Lisa's out, Dan.
Wow.
Dan Marino the victim?
Yeah.
I actually would say, yeah, because a lot of women, you know, go around trying to trap men. And women always bitch about how, oh, I'm not treated right, or, you know, the feminist, you know, movement kind of thing. And I think that if you learn to keep your legs closed, you know, we wouldn't have that problem.
Wow. I was not expecting that out of her at all.
I have nothing else to
say.
I'm
slightly aroused.
Slightly.
It looks like the table got taller over there.
I felt the gravitational pull in here.
So, that was pretty awesome, Amanda. You just made a lot of guys feel
cool. It would have been a lot better if you had said it while your shirt was off.
Watch out. Watch how many love child there are after the show.
Yeah, no kidding. A lot of women are angry at you right now, but the guys are on your team, so that's good. Mm. So along the same lines of Super Bowl love stories, here back in 2001, a 32-year-old woman and a 30-year-old man in Baltimore had their first date at a Super Bowl party, and the Baltimore Ravens won that game. They've been together ever since and said they'd get married when the Ravens made it back to the Super Bowl. So they're back. Now that that's happened, they're going to the game in New Orleans, and they are getting married
at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is probably more expensive than a real wedding.
Right? No kidding, right?
Now, is Beyonce going to be singing Here Comes the Bride? Or, I mean, what's going on?
She might be doing it to a tape of her own voice. I don't know.
Oh, but, God.
So that makes me think, okay, let's see. I think we can get a little bit of comedic moments out of this. Devin, you're dating somebody, kind of, aren't you?
What?
Just a little
lies,
bit?
Lies. No. Kind of,
no, no,
I am
no, no, no.
not dating.
Okay, your last girlfriend, where did you guys... the question is... If you were to get married to your ex-girlfriend who you were with, mm-hmm. let's just pretend, where would you guys end up getting married if you were going to get married at the same place that you had your first date?
Chuck E. Cheese. But Chuck it's not legal yet with her, so
Wow.
That beats the crap out of mine. I was going to say in the dark alley behind the skating rink. yes. What about you, Greg? If let's say you were going to get married to the girl that you're currently seeing or last were seeing, where would you get married? If you were going to get married at the same place that you had your first date, basically. So basically, where the hell was your first date?
Chili's? Hell no.
Yeah, Chili's? Get married at Chili's?
Wow, big spender. Yeah. Is it 2 for $20? Because we're not going if it's not 2 for $20.
Nah, I'd rather get married at Long John Silver's. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Long John Silver's? Oh, my God.
Yeah, because if they did well, you ring the bell.
Is that a fishy smell? Is that Long John Silver's or is that the bride?
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's wrap things up here in the last few minutes of the podcast. Let's look at some, we got some early
Unlike
looks.
Unlike Dan Marino, did not wrap things up.
Jeez, dude, what is with, oh my God.
Okay, so we got to look at some early commercials for the Super Bowl. So let's see if you guys want to be on the lookout for these today whenever you're watching it. Or I guess hopefully you got to see them yesterday as you'll probably be listening to this on Monday. Mercedes has a spot set to the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil, which features one of my very favorite models and actresses, Kate Upton.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. The very sensuous Kate Upton. Yeah. Her and I used to date. Back in
she,
the day.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
You know, she actually lived like an hour from here. She went to school over in on the coast in Melbourne.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
And it was a religious school.
Oh, really?
So picture that. Schoolgirl outfit.
Budweiser's new ad suggests that a horse would develop an affinity for the man who trains it. For a life of servitude.
Is that like one guy, one horse going? Is that where we're going with this?
I hope not.
Is it? Can that be on
I
TV?
Certainly freaking hope not. My God. Let's see here.
What is that for Budweiser, you said?
Yeah, that was for Budweiser.
Budweiser!
my favorite Budweiser commercial were the frogs. I don't know why, but that always got me. The Budweiser. You know what I'm talking about?
No, we've never heard of that.
Yeah, never heard of that at all. Okay. Let's see here. Even though the whole Judd Apatow comedy universe is getting a little stale, Samsung reunites two of its power players with Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd for a funny
power
commercial.
Players.
Yeah, so Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd have to let us know what you guys think about that next week when we talk this over again. Bar Raffaelli makes out with a nerd for GoDaddy.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's gonna be more wasted time on the internet.
Why didn't you audition for that commercial, Greg?
Because I was too busy looking for a dead kitten on the side of the house.
Wow. Almighty.
It's a joke. The cat wasn't dead, okay? It wasn't dead.
Finally, Kaylee Cuoco. Does anybody know who this person is?
No.
Kaylee Suoxo Cuoco? Anyway, she,
isn't that the name of that girl you were chatting with on Skype earlier?
That was Dirty Leg 44.
She's playing a genie for Toyota. So
that sounds exciting. Hold on, I got one more thing that we need to talk about here.
Okay,
I was unaware of this, but I saw it on Facebook right before we started recording here. Tonight, they were going to premiere a new trailer for Fast and the Furious 6.
Really?
Is The Rock going to be in it?
Yes.
And did they finally get a better actor?
Paul Walker is going to be in it.
I won't go see it when it's in the movies. I hate Paul Walker, the worst actor of all time.
Right, but what? But did you see Fast 5?
Yeah, it was entertaining. I watch it on TV, but I'm not spending money and going to the theater to
I'm thinking these things got to end sometime, but then I see like a 94-year-old woman out driving, and I'm like, crap, this can go on forever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Fast and the Furious is one of those franchises that for some reason, even though I agree Paul Walker sucks, people will enjoy it. Mm. I don't know why, but I guess fast cars and hot women.
What's your opinion on that, Amanda?
I didn't know Paul Walker was still alive.
Oh. Okay,
but do you, are you a girl that's like you know, drip on Vin Diesel or anything like that?
No, he looks disgusting.
Do you like fast cars?
No.
What do you think about Mazda Miatas? Because that is what Gregory drives.
Yeah,
a is Mazda the top down? Miata.
The top is always down because it's broke.
Then I'm game.
Oh, the top is always down, unlike your shirt.
We need to fix this. We need to fix this quickly.
I know it. Okay, so finally here, I know that you guys don't necessarily have a pick for the game, but let's just go ahead and make a collective pick. Are we going with 49ers or Ravens here?
Start with Amanda.
Who are you going for?
Who are you pulling for?
Ravens.
The Ravens,
The team with the birds.
What about you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm going with Stabby Addy.
Okay, so the Ravens again?
I'm going to have to go against you both and go with the 49ers.
All right. I'll take the 49ers with you. Okay. And Amanda, since you're in John's stead, we'll say that John and Greg are for the Ravens, and Devin and I are for the 49ers. Mm-hmm. So what is going to be the bet? We got to have something good.
If we lose... You have to do your best for facial hair and head hair to look like Jean-Luc Picard.
No.
Yeah, for a week.
That is a terrible idea.
Yeah. No, it is. It's
that or Hitler
mustache.
Idea. You choose.
No, I've got a better one. I say that collectively, we'll use this for our new YouTube site that we're about to put up. Mm-hmm. If you and I lose, the loser, basically, either one, those two people who lose have to run down the street in their underwear and nothing but underwear, tennis shoes, and soccer socks.
What the fuck is soccer socks? Like, is this a fantasy of yours? Are we trying to act out something?
Hey, everybody, we're going streaking. We're going to run down to the quad.
And you got to have soccer socks.
It's got to be something
embarrassing. And you got to chant my name.
It's got to be something embarrassing that we can put up on YouTube. So I'm throwing out
the
run.
Have you seen
the
rest of your neighborhood? That's how they actually walk around. Like, nobody's going to notice any difference.
I guess that's probably true. Okay.
Sounds
okay.
good, though. Let's do it.
Okay.
So Amanda's got to run around the neighborhood with
boxer shorts and...
No, it would actually be Johnny. Yeah, John. She's in John's stead, so that's the way it's going to go.
Okay.
But it would be more entertaining if she did.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want to see Amanda naked? Speaking of which, let's wrap things up so that we can get out of here and we can go hopefully work on getting that done, all right? All right, that's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you once again for joining us, Kings of the Podcastle. Make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe. Go to the App Store on your iPhone and download the podcast app. Search for Kings of the Podcastle and subscribe today. Hurry up, get there, do that. If you don't have an iPhone, you can always go to Beyond Pod on your Android. Check us out at www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. And if you want to interact with us before next week's show or maybe give us some suggestions, you can always go to facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle or send us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com.
Or if you're just not into computers, we can do smoke signals too.
Right.
We will look to the east at sundown.
All right, that's going to do it. We'll see you guys next week for episode 4. What the hell happened to episode 3? Sound good?
Sounds good.
Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy your Super Bowl. Adios!
Just remember, lip syncing is stupid.